standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, 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 good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, started another very busy week. Welcome to the Flipside, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour of this hour, brought to you by the Republic Trading Group, where we were very busy today. Toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, everybody's waiting for the big day, which is not today, is tomorrow. Why? Well, that's when the Fed's going to make the big decision everybody's been waiting for. Will they cut it a quarter point? The market will be very disappointed if they do. Market wants a half point. Some people actually calling for a full point. Nevertheless, Wall Street ended down 39 points today at 13,403. NASDAQ off 20 points at 2,581. S&P 500 off 7.5 points at 1,476. In the metals complex, next up, $800. Gold close up $6.10 to end the day at $715.40. Silver up 18 cents at $12.82. Platinum off $2 at $1,300 even. Palladium off $3 at $3.32. Currently in Asian trading, the bull run continues. Gold up $1.50 at $717 even. Silver up a nickel at $12.82. And palladium has a little bit of life in Asia, up $2. Crude oil. Can you say $4 a gallon gasoline? Crude oil closed up $1.80 today, ended the day at $80.90 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index, hoping amongst hope that it will not collapse tomorrow, closed stronger by 8 basis points, sitting at 79.54. Is it possible that the U.S. dollar index could fall 50% from here, all the way down to 40 on the Dow Jones Industrial Index? Well, put it this way. Going to get to 40 long before it gets back to 120. One more stop when we return.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
I'm tired of working every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make the move too fast.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. Well, the markets were hit today by a number of things. Started off early this morning when panic depositors in jolly old England were thrown a bone by the government, who announced, well, the Chancellor of the Exchequer announced that they promised all depositors at Northern Rock that the government will guarantee all savings deposits at Northern Rock amid concern that Britain is plunging into its worst banking crisis in decades. Yeah, no need to get worried. And then just to throw a little curveball into the whole thing, Alan Greenspan's book came out over the weekend. Already it's number one on Amazon.com, bestseller, where he said some things that obviously caused a little discomfort for a lot of people in Washington, D.C., including those residing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, when he just simply confirmed what the former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill said, that this war was about oil. Yeah, why am I not shocked or surprised? Anyway, back to gold, because that's what we do here. Gold futures climbed Monday to mark their highest level in at least 16 months as trouble at UK mortgage lender Northern Rock and nervousness about tomorrow's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates enhanced the metal's safe haven appeal. The market is convinced that the dollar will go down after the Fed's fund interest rate cut, said Julian Phillips, analyst at Gold Forecaster. Investment demand for gold remains strong, he said in emailed comments to his clients. It's really a case of catch-up by the short-term traders after consecutive long-term holders bought in a big way last week, he said. There's little doubt that gold is now here to stay above $700 an ounce, and the market is reflecting it, he added. Well, as we said, next stop, $800. Meanwhile, Phil Flynn, a senior analyst at L Run Trading, pointed out that although the bulk of trading volume is currently in the December gold contract, the actual front month contract for gold is still September, and that's what we trade on. It's called the cash market. As we mentioned, up $6 today to close at 7:15. The more actively traded December contracts, where the bulk of open interest is, seems to be suggesting that we should be testing the 2006 highs, Flynn said. If the spot month takes out the 2006 high, it's a very strong signal that we are on a long road to the highs from 1980. And if the contract closes above the 2006 high, prices could be targeting the all-time high in the longer term, he mentioned. A NYMEX spokeswoman couldn't say whether future prices are at their highest level since 1980, but said the record intraday for a benchmark gold futures contracts on NYMEX stands at $875 from January the 21st, 1980. The larger story remains the credit crunch and the related easing of credit expectations. John Nadler, an expert at the Kitka Bullion Desk, the safe haven buying related to the recent bank run in the UK is undeniable, but here we have gold near quarter century highs, and look at the financial pain that such value implies, he said in emailed comments to his clients. All these guys email their clients. I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty that I don't do the same thing. Anyway, he went on to say that being the par excellence anxiety asset, gold is in demand at the moment. Indeed, safe haven buying on the Northern Rock's run on the bank and the continuing developing and deteriorating global financial and banking crisis seems to be leading to a flight to the quality of gold. This was said by Mark O'Brien, director of Gold and Silver Investments, also in emailed comments to his clients. Now I'm really feeling guilty. In an interview on CBNS, by the way, 60 Minutes circumvented Ron Paul. Ron Paul was supposed to have had a segment on 60 Minutes last night, but I guess Alan Greenspan bumped him. In an interview on last night's 60 Minutes program, Greenspan said that over the long run, the biggest problem facing the U.S. economy is a reemergence of inflation and with it, rising interest rates. Alan Greenspan's very bearish pronouncements and warnings regarding U.S. deficits, challenges regarding inflation, and the need for sharply higher interest rates globally, and his belief that the U.S. and particularly the U.K. housing markets will continue to fall is most certainly not helping matters. Gold is looking healthy and strong. We have now had two weekly closes above $700. You see, back to that, this is what we're fighting. You know, a lot of people ask me about gold, and they get confused when I tell them stuff. The price that we see quoted every day, the price that we quote every day, the price that we base what products we sell on every day is a fictitious price. It does not represent whether you or I go out and buy an ounce of gold tomorrow. It simply represents the price that is established at the New York COMEX by trades conducted by institutions, whether they be financial institutions or whether they be government entities. The London price fix, which is set every day, set twice a day, there's a morning fix and the afternoon fix, is all based, their decision on when they raise a little Union Jack or lower the Union Jack is based on orders on traders where the minimum order is a 400-ounce contract. Now, these aren't little players. These aren't people like you or me just running around buying an ounce of gold. A single 400-ounce contract is $250,000 plus. And these people will trade 10, 20, 30, 40 contracts at a time, if not more. The majority of people who trade gold on paper on a daily basis, there's two things that they will never do. They will never deliver the metal to the market because they don't have it, and they don't take delivery. It's all a paper trade. Now, if we look at the Fed's own numbers, if we go to their web page and we go to their inflation calculator and we punch in what was $800 in 1980, what could we buy in 1980 for $800, and what would it cost us today if we were to buy the same amount of stuff for $800? You come up with a figure of 1,760. My friends, I submit to you, that's where gold should be. If we were dealing on a real-world market and it was based on buyers and sellers, you and me, gold would be $1,700 an ounce. The fact that it is just over 700 bucks, I should illustrate something to you. I know it sounds like it's expensive, but in the big scheme of things, it's cheap. Why is it cheap? Because we are going into financial Armageddon. You can't deny this fact. It's where we're going. It's where we're headed. The dollar is going to lose 50% of its value. 50% of its value. Now, granted, I'm kind of alone in that thought process, except for one guy called Peter Schiff. He says today, with the U.S. dollar index breaking decisively below its long-term support level, the sun is finally setting on the golden age of American consumption. And American economic dominance fades, so too will the faith in the central thesis that has explained its apparent success and has shaped the majority of recent economic theory. At issue is the belief that a nation can grow and prosper by borrowing from abroad in order to consume imported goods. To consume at that pace that it has, America exchanges income-producing assets such as companies or property or interest-bearing IOUs such as treasury notes or mortgage-backed bonds for foreign-made clothes, toys, and electronics. Economics, 101 here. And he goes on to add that economists call these transactions growth, but rather than discovering a new path to prosperity, America simply stumbled on a shortcut to financial ruin. For years, America has convinced the emerging market countries that their prosperity is a function of our consumption. It is argued that their export-oriented economies would falter if not for the insatiable American willingness to consume. And as the dollar falls into the abyss, this myth will be shattered. And as Peter Schiff says, my forecast is that over the next 2 or 3 years, the U.S. dollar index will fall to 40, half its current value. Alan Greenspan today, once again, taking arrows from all sides, stated categorically that the dollar supremacy of the world's reserve currency has now been supplanted by the euro. And when you add that to his other statement about this war being for oil, as many people have said and speculated before, you have to line the ducks up. And unfortunately, my friends, the ducks are in a line. There's no more guesswork here. This is the facts. Either deal with them, or you don't. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Clothes that become my skin, see a lie that burns within my needing.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side for Monday. As we mentioned, Alan Greenspan's book, in a matter of 24 hours, went to number one bestseller on Amazon.com. The book's entitled The Age of Turbulence. Been very critical of Mr. Greenspan for many years, because obviously he was a devotee of Ayn Rand. His 1966 thesis about a gold standard and the importance of gold, you can find it all over the internet. And there's no question he changed his tune once he became head of the Fed. And developed what we now refer to as Fed speak. And he actually answered some of the questions about Fed speak. As last night, he mentioned on 60 Minutes that when he didn't want to answer a question or obfuscate the answer, as he did with Ron Paul on many a base, Humphrey Hawkins testimony, he just would come up with pretty much gobbledygook. Where it sounded like he was answering the question, but he never said anything. And it used to drive everybody nuts. Every time when he used to give a speech about something, everybody tried to analyze everything he said. Nobody could figure out what he mentioned when he mentioned irrational exuberance. Now, this is back in the days of the dot-com boom, where he was warning about that. But in his book, he believes that the U.S. housing crisis had a long way to play out, predicted that housing prices are going to fall 10% or more. He went on to add that prices in the UK will also drop, pointing out that mortgage rates are already going up as banks wake up to their bad debts. There are going to be some difficulties. In fact, you can see the banking system is writing off a lot of questionable paper. So the answer is yes, it's going to turn and turn for the worst. He added that the UK market is more susceptible to the credit crunch than America because variable rate mortgages are more popular here. Mr. Greenspan attracted disapproval earlier this year after he warned that the US was heading into a recession, with critics claiming he should keep his mouth shut after he left office. Oh, they really don't like people speaking out after they leave office. Greenspan's retort to that was, well, what would you suggest I do? One, do you believe in freedom of speech? Well, I hope so. Two, if I were a terrible central banker, no one would have cared about what I had to say. Three, I've been an economist, a forecaster, actually, since I got my bachelor's degree. I spent far more decades as a professional economist than I did at the Fed. Why am I penalized for effectively coming out of government? In a later interview with Reuters, Mr. Greenspan said he thought the chances of a recession in the U.S. as a result of the downturn in the property market were higher than 33% chance. He had estimated earlier in the year that, it was less than a 50% chance. He said the biggest risk to the outlook for the U.S. economy would be a substantial fall in home prices. The economy could weather a mild decline in home prices as long as new home construction slows and inventories of unsold homes clear, the former Fed chief said. But if the whole thing festers, it will erode household balance sheets, eventually impact on what the critical support has been in this economy, consumer spending. No more ATM machine. Well, Greenspan, as we said, he's not alone in his thesis. But it's amazing how these people, whenever they get out of government, they get hit with the truth serum. He could have said this a long time ago. Why is he saying it now? As a matter of fact, he shocked and amazed a lot of people by saying that Hillary Clinton is qualified to become president of the United States. Oh, no. Just what we need in the White House, a feminist. Speaking of feminists, Sally Field, is that her name? Yeah, Sally Field last night at the Emmys. I didn't watch it, but I watched all the brouhaha that was going on today. Said she was edited by Fox. And I went and looked at her speech. And her speech was the suffragette speech of the 1910s. Where when women were demanding their right to vote, the main theme they articulated, that if you give women the right to vote, they will not send their sons to die in far-off wars. We thought, when I say we, I'm talking metaphorically, we believed them back then. So, maybe it's a good idea. Let's give the woman the right to vote. Maybe us men won't be that stupid that we'll go off to wars again. But then when you look at it, as soon as women were given the right to vote, we've been involved in sending our sons and daughters off to fight foreign wars every decade since then. It's true.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, by the way, we got another short one in today. Yes, we have a new Attorney General, Judge McKasey. Now, whenever a Republican will nominate someone to a high judicial appointment, and it is applauded by the left, such as Charles Chucky Schumer, immediately my radar starts beeping. Uh-oh, there's something deeper. Why would the left all of a sudden be, well, this is a guy we could pass, this is a guy we can work with? So immediately I went to the ADL's website to find out what the ADL felt about the nomination of Judge McKasey, whatever his name is, McKasey, I guess. This is what the ADL says. The Anti-Defamation League today welcomed a federal court decision that would allow Judge McKasey, the man who was responsible for, I guess he oversaw the Jose Padilla case, and he says the decision is deeply sensitive to both security concerns and Padilla's fundamental right to due process, but went on to add that Judge McKasey is a fine choice. Well, then I went to the Wall Street Journal, because I go into Google and I punch in keywords, because I know it's government officials snooping on my computer desktop, listening to my telephone conversations. So I say to myself, well, let me give them something to talk about. So I punch in all these words. I remember a few years, many years after the Oklahoma City bombing, when Clinton was trying to pass his version of the Patriot Act and the Republicans were outraged that it would infringe on our civil liberties, how times have changed. There was the Echelon program. And anyway, they said that there were key words that government spook agencies could detect in emails. And so... And so it became a big thing. Everybody who sent out an email would put in all these words at the bottom of the email. You know, things that, because they came out and they said, yes, we're looking for terrorists. We look for specific words like bomb, and guns, and killing, and whatever the case may be, whatever stupid idea some bureaucrat came up with. So we put them on the bottom of our emails. Just so that, well, if some computer was going to hit on keywords in your email, they would get flooded with a lot of emails. But anyway, I digress. In the Wall Street Journal today, it says, in 1994, a defendant in the World Trade Center bombing case filed a motion to have McKasey remove himself from the case on the grounds that he practiced Orthodox Judaism and held Zionist political beliefs. And it goes on to say, here's the money quote from the opinion. This is the judge's words. Passing the historical curiosity that the standard El Gabrinow advocates would disqualify not only an obscure district judge such as the author of this opinion, but also Justices Brandeis and Frankfurter, who would be barred from reviewing the cases if they were alive and sitting today, each having both been a Jew and a Zionist, whether the presiding judge is an Orthodox Jew or a Zionist or some other combination of the two or neither, is utterly irrelevant to this case. And also another Wall Street Journal expose, it states he defended the Patriot Act in a 2004 speech, accepting the Learned Hand Medal for Excellence in Federal Jurisprudence. Judge McKasey delivered a defense, the controversial counterterrorism law. So that's who our Attorney General is going to be in charge of fighting terrorism, according to the President of the United States. And I went, wait, isn't the Attorney General supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer of the country? Isn't he supposed to deal with the law as opposed to pushing a political agenda against fighting terrorism? Is this what the Justice Department has become, another arm of the war on terrorism? Is that what they are consumed with? No wonder the legal system is going kafui. Which, by the way, he'll more than likely also oversee the new law, that the new spy law, which is interesting because, let me share this to you from Zimbabwe. In the Southern African nation of Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe has enacted a law granting state security agents full authority to surveil landline and mobile phones, postal mail, and what little internet is available anywhere, according to a government notice published on Friday, of which I say, Well, at least we can rest comfortably here in America, knowing such a thing would never happen in a civilized Western democracy. Only to be followed on republictradinggroup.com with this piece. Director of National Intelligence Michael McConnell heads to Capitol Hill this week seeking to extend the government's power to read emails, listen to telephone calls, and carry out other surveillance within the USA in national security cases. We following Robert Mugabe? The land of the free, the home of the brave? We doing exactly what Robert Mugabe is doing? A noted despot and dictator? Which obviously leads one to the conclusion. If they call Robert Mugabe a dictator in Zimbabwe, what do we call the current president of the United States in the land of the free and the home of the brave, where now the government has been given unfettered powers to read our email, listen to our phone calls, and yes, track what we do on the internet? This is all very, very disturbing. Well, it just shows you how far down the slippery slope we have fallen, my friends. It's unfortunate to bring this to your attention, but it's true. As a sidebar, the nation was shocked and amazed with the Michael Vick story, because Americans, by and large, are animal-loving people. All the wrath wanted to descend on Michael Vick because of his inhumane treatment of dogs. Yet I've heard little or nothing coming out of the same corners of, well, you know, the usual suspects, animal cruelty people, PETA and the like. They have said absolutely nothing about the fact that in Zimbabwe today, the economy is so bad, things are so bad in Zimbabwe, that people are now being forced to eat their pets. This is not dog fighting. This is matter of survival. Veterinarians in Zimbabwe are beside themselves, besides the fact they've run out of all forms of drugs that they can euthanize animals, because obviously a lot of people are suffering so badly and they don't want the animals to suffer. They go down to the vet and they ask them to put the animal down. Vet can't do it because they don't have the drugs. I mean, this is really sad. But here you've got a situation where these people are eating their pets. I mean, you've got to. I'm not saying America is going to follow in Zimbabwean's footsteps, but it just seems as though. It just seems, well, there's hypocrisy out there. People don't want to chastise Robert Mugabe because he's a black man. Don't want to be called a racist. So we don't pay any attention. Meanwhile, if Zimbabwe had oil, we'd be there in a heartbeat. And it comes back to the oil thing, which Alan Greenspan says, which is the reason why we're at war in the Middle East. It's all for oil. And if it's not all for oil, then the only other simple explanation one can make is that it's for the protection of Israel. And judging by the appointment to the highest law enforcement officer in the country is disturbing in and of itself. I don't know where we're going, but we are taking on this task of trying to decipher what ideologies these people in power have. You know, over the weekend I watched something else that was quite amazing. It was on MSNBC. It was a series entitled To Hell and Back. And it featured a Bishop Carlton Pearson, a black man, who all his life wanted to be a fire and brimstone Baptist preacher. He studied for it. It consumed him. He was taken as a protege at the Oral Roberts University. Oral Roberts himself primed this man to become a Baptist fire and brimstone preacher. And he went from a small little congregation somewhere, I think in North Carolina, somewhere in the South, went from a small little church to a mega church. And it was a huge operation that he had. He had one of the mega, thousands of people used to come flocking to hear his speeches. And then all of a sudden he had an epiphany, as he said himself. And although he never mentioned Scofield Reference Bible in any way, shape, or form, he started to have doubts about whether there was a hell. And so he started to question whether or not hell was some place we were going to, or whether hell was here on earth. And what moved him to do that was he was watching a documentary on the plight of Africans in Africa, and seeing the depravity in which Africans live in Africa, and the starving and the suffering and the rapes and the murders. And he said, well, maybe hell is on earth. And then he started to find out that the New Testament he was reading wasn't jiving with the older version, if you will, the un-Scofield Reference Bible. And so he had this dilemma. Now, here's a guy that's been embraced by all the major evangelicals out there. He was one of them. He was their boy. But soon as he started to question whether there was hell in a future place or hell here, it didn't take long before his thousands of loyal followers started to abandon him, to the point where his church imploded, went into bankruptcy. And he was ostracized from everybody because he just had the temerity to ask the question. Is there hell somewhere we're going to? Is hell right here on earth? And it just goes to show that whenever you think outside of the box, whenever you take whatever conventional wisdom we have been led to believe all our lives, whenever you move out of that sphere and you start to question stuff, you are immediately, well, you're 86'd. You're out of here. You can't have this dissent amongst the flock. Why? Because, as he rightly said, hell is the fear that evangelicals used in order to increase the number of their fold. It is selling you something based on a fear factor, the fear of going to hell. That the only way you are going to not go to hell is by accepting Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what epiphanies he's had since then, but I found this documentary fascinating because it also speaks to a bigger problem that we have within our society. It helps explain the reason why a lot of people don't get Ron Paul, which, by the way, there's a debate going on tonight, believe it or not. I believe it's in Florida somewhere. It's been hosted by Joseph Ferrer. He's another neoconservative, runs WorldNet Daily. I got Joseph Ferrer and his wife, their first gig on radio many, many years ago at American Freedom Network. I used to post all these articles up on my website. I used to think that Joseph Ferrer was a man with his finger on the pulse, politically speaking. But he too went over to the neoconservative camp. And it's unfortunate because it used to be a great website. Now when you go to WorldNet Daily, by and large, all you find is propaganda for the administration. So how they're going to deal with Ron Paul tonight is going to be a whole other question. But they've got a debate. But it explains, you see, because Ron Paul, to most people, that have never learned American history, who have never studied the founding fathers, who have never studied how the founders came up with this vision of freedom and liberty, who have never read Burke, who have never studied Voltaire, who actually have never even read the Communist Manifesto or understand anything about Marx or Adam Smith or any of whether it's on the left or the right, they have no concept of what Ron Paul is talking about. They are completely clueless. And it's unfortunate. Anyway, and this hour's gone already. We'll be back, final thing.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese.
Welcome back, my friends. By the way, Alan Greenspan also commented about the Chinese economy. Most analysts thought that China would become the world's number one economic superpower within a decade. Seems as though Mr. Greenspan seems to think it's going to happen a lot sooner than that. Uh-oh. This week, the Senate is scheduled to debate the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2008. And what does this mean to you? Well, first of all, by the way, buried in that thing is the thing called the Dream Act. Yeah, remember immigration reform that we thought is dead? It's come back. What this Defense Authorization Act means to you personally, it's going to take $6,000 out of your wallet. The House will also debate the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2007, which would authorize spending for the Federal Aviation Administration for fiscal years 2008 through 2011. It's intended to improve aviation safety and capacity and to provide stable funding for the country's aviation system. This is going to cost you $450. People think, oh, what government does doesn't cost me anything. The House is also scheduled to consider the Terrorism Risk Insurance Revision and Extension Act of 2007. And that's going to cost every single person in America $90. And it would extend terrorism insurance program, which subsidizes insurance against the risk of terrorism. Oh, yes. Risk against an ideology. Think about that. You see, I mean, people don't understand. What's terrorism? Terrorism's an ideology. It's not a thing. It's not a person. It's not a country. It's an ideology. It's like communism. That's what it is. And what I find amazing is, once again, another illustration of trying to government trying to tweak the system. Now, apparently, government's going to come down heavy on the aviation industry to do something about, their on-time performance. Yet nobody has brought up the point that the reason why airlines are so disastrous in getting you to where you want to go on time is maybe because of the stupid security arrangements that people have to go through in the airports. Is that the reason why airlines are not on time? Well, nobody's going to say that. The government says the airlines need to do a better job of getting... No, it's got nothing to do with the airlines. The airlines were doing a pretty good job before this terrorism thing came down. So, once again, another illustration of we have a problem, but let's look somewhere else for the solution. And so long as we keep doing that, the dollar will keep falling and the economy will go into the proverbial porcelain princess. Well, till tomorrow, my friends. See you back. It's true.